It's time for Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. The first hour of Sports Time is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
To Sports Time, Bryant and Brett with you on this Friday afternoon. Landon Schmidt producing. We're with you for the next 3 hours, getting you to your weekend and to game two later tonight between the Spurs and the Knicks. So much to talk about in addition to game two tonight. We've got super regional action in college baseball, Major League Baseball. We were supposed to have an afternoon game. I don't know if that game ever got started. The Cubs were supposed to be in action at one. They were. I know they were in a rain delay. And so they had to delay that start. So a little behind schedule on what they would like to be, but the Giants up early over the Cubs. So a lot of Major League Baseball to talk about, some college basketball, some football to discuss as well. A ton to talk about over these next 3 hours. But Brett, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Brian, and thank you. Tony Vitello really kind of roughed up Milwaukee early in the week and already up 2-0 over the Cubs at Wrigley.
Yeah, it's weird.
Cubs with the win of the year last night for them, though.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. This San Francisco Giants team seemingly can't beat anybody, and then they beat the Brewers
feasting
twice.
On the 500 Central.
Yeah, and then we'll see if this holds against the Cubs this afternoon as they get their series underway. So, yeah, a lot of action all across the seemingly every sport.
You know what sadly we're not going to talk about today?
What's that?
The Belmont.
Yeah, no, I'll be honest, Brett, I haven't even thought about it. I didn't even know it was this weekend.
We have a great analyst, Dick Girardi, who joins us all the time for a lot of things. And I passed, first time I can ever remember for any of the Triple Crown races that I passed on any conversation, it's just where it is. Now, the ratings were unbelievable for the Kentucky Derby and for the Preakness, but I just don't know if it can maintain that with – most people not even knowing the horses in the race.
Yeah, I'll go out on a limb and say the ratings won't be great tomorrow because not really because of where horse racing is right now or any of those factors. But I heard, and I could be completely wrong, but the Preakness winner isn't racing tomorrow.
It's not.
So because usually, even if you don't have the option for the Triple Crown, you at least have both winners. Hey, who's the best horse of those two? Can one of them win?
Don't even have that
second one. You don't even have that. And so it's certainly lost a lot of its luster this year. And yeah, I mean, until you just brought it up, I saw something about it. I think I saw that earlier that the other horse wasn't racing, but I haven't thought a second about it. I mean, if you had asked me 2 days ago, what's this week and what big event is this weekend? I would have told you, oh, Team USA, their second friendly before the World Cup. I would have had no idea horse racing was going on this weekend.
I don't feel like it's us. I feel like it's them.
No, it definitely is. And honestly, Brett, if it is us, I don't really care. Yeah, I
but we do like Dick Girardi.
I love Dick Girardi, and I love having him on. He is really the only time I enjoy horse racing, if I'm being completely honest.
And horse racing next year will make a lot of changes.
Sure.
The schedule's going to change, and it'll be back to Pimlico, and I think back to Belmont Park next year, and that'll be better. You know, we might ask Bruce about it.
Sure.
We might ask Alan about it, but Alan's not that big of an enthusiast of it.
Yeah.
But Bruce is, but he doesn't like the direction that it's going, so... For something we weren't going to talk about, we just talked about it for a really long time.
Yeah, so hopefully those changes next year maybe give a little more time between races, and those horses will be out there more, and maybe you'll get some more excitement.
Please don't be mad
at
us, people.
No, I don't think. I hope people aren't mad at us. If you are, sorry. NBA tonight, game two of the NBA Finals. Obviously, we talked a lot about game one after it was over, but tonight the Knicks an opportunity to go up 2-0, a big one for the Spurs. You certainly don't want to go to Madison Square Garden down 2-0, and at least the odds makers had the Spurs as a favorite in game one, but even more of a favorite for game two. Spurs 6.5-point favorite for tonight.
Fun tonight, building for Monday night, and it is rare that New York City may be seeing something that they've never seen before. Good and bad, New York has about seen it all. On the security front, on just the strict security front, now this is 22 years ago, but in 2004, the Republican Party with the sitting president of the United States mm-hmm. in the middle of terrorism alert mm-hmm. in the city that was hit just 3 years prior to that, had their national convention
yeah.
at Madison Square Garden. The Democrat Party has had its national convention at Madison Square Garden. I know we're in a heightened, sensitive time with the assassination attempts.
Mm-hmm.
But I promise you, the U.S. Secret Service can securitize that building.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine, certainly.
I dare say Monday night at Madison Square Garden may be the safest place mm-hmm. on planet Earth.
No, I think so. And, yeah, it's obviously going to get a lot of attention, especially as we get closer to Game 3 on Monday. With the president going to be in attendance. But tonight, it's an important one for both teams for a lot of different reasons. It's another 7:30 tip on ABC, and we'll see just which direction this series is going in and, you know, how weird Game 1 was where, you know, in that third quarter, about midway through the third quarter, it looked like the Spurs were going to be able to run away with that game and, you know, the conversation would be completely different yesterday and today, but now with the Knicks, with that comeback win, it's the complete opposite. It feels like a must-win game for the Spurs tonight because in addition to the president being at Game 3, we know how crazy it is going to be at MSG and just in New York all next week when that series is in New York, and that will be a really tough place to play, especially, and we've talked about it a lot, and it hadn't seemed to matter much, but with how young this team is, it feels like at some point that youth in a road game is going to look around and say, wow, we're really young playing in the NBA Finals at Madison Square Garden, and so it's going to be crazy, so the Spurs need a win, some confidence boost tonight at home.
I'm going to get this out of the way today, so when we are back on Monday, whether it's 2-0 or 1-1, we know the decibel level mm-hmm. of how wild everything, with mm-hmm. every factor, it's going to be. On Monday night, of course, he has every single right to be there and go.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you have every single right to voice displeasure mm-hmm. or pleasure mm-hmm. or like or dislike. You can boo to your ears drop off if sure. you would like. It is American to dissent. But he has every single right to be there, mm-hmm. and the people there have every single right for whatever passion to be stirred.
Yeah, no, they definitely do. So it'll be interesting once we get to Game 3 for that game. We'll talk a lot more about tonight's game and what could possibly happen later tonight. We'll certainly get some picks in the next 2 hours from our guests on tonight. Again, the Spurs, a 6.5-point favorite. But some news that I did want to get to here in this first segment coming out earlier, our friend John Varlas with a story about it over at the Daily Memphian. But two former local basketball players named in an Alabama State betting probe that was put out by the NCAA earlier today. Amara Knox, who played his high school ball at Bartlett High School, and TJ Madlock, the son of Tony Madlock, who played at Houston High School, both in that, and stemming from a game back in December 2024, where the four players, it was them two and two other players, one player, I don't remember if the player was named, was, I guess, a bettor reached out to this player, said, is this something you'd be interested in? He said, sure, got the other three in a group chat with the bettor, and then the day of the game, they had a FaceTime where, according to the NCAA, they all agreed that they would throw the game against Southern Miss. Now, TJ Madlock did not play in that game against Southern Miss, and in the statement from the NCAA, it said that he told them that he was not going to be able to play. He was dealing with an injury. He was going to be out for that game that night. But I'm seeing, and I wasn't able to read through the whole NCAA statement, so I don't know if this was in that probe or if this is just information that other people have gotten, but I saw somebody post that they threw the game for $500 each, which is, I'm sure, look, hey, when I was in college, I would have loved to have $500.
I tell you right now, but
sure.
I'm not going to sell my soul
yes,
for it.
So I understand that being a college student, $500 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you look at this and kind of the greater meaning of it, it doesn't seem like a lot of money.
And I had a car payment a long time. Does it make a car payment?
Maybe it would make a month, depending on the car.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah. But again, like, I mean, it's completely different. Like, today, $500 doesn't seem like as much as it did. When I was in college, if you had said do any almost anything for $500, I would have thought about it. $500 was a ton of money when I was in college. Yeah. I mean, I was living with $75 in my checking account. So
you had a checking account?
I did.
But you didn't write checks.
I did not write checks. But like, I understand when people see the $500, they're like, only $500. Like, for a college kid, for a 19, 20-year-old kid, $500 is a good amount of money.
Well, and I just wonder this. This is a question I'm asking. Does this really repulse people? Is this really that jarring and revolting anymore? There was a time, Brian, anything point shaving, newspaper days, that was out there with 2-inch headlines. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was news of the world of anything. And, it unfortunately hit close to home a time or two in Memphis. Mm-hmm. Really hit close with Hot Rod Williams at Tulane with the Arizona State player in the 90s. Mm-hmm. With the Boston College players, college basketball has had a lot of this. Cliff Hagin, who went on to, I think, the Basketball Hall of Fame at Kentucky, he was the good guy in the 50s in a Look magazine feature story, ratting out people that were trying to do funny stuff with games at Kentucky. Kentucky.
Yeah.
So a lot of places have been tarred with this. I just don't know that it has the oomph and impact that it used to, whether it's Alabama State or Alabama. I don't think it does.
I don't think it has the shock value that it once did. And I think when you talk about the 2-inch headlines and just how scalding that would have been back in the day, I don't think it has that anymore. You know, I think we have unfortunately seen too much of it over the last couple of years that it's kind of like, oh, it's just another one. But you know, I think it should at least still kind of hit home in the same way of that you are losing, and especially with college sports, where for such a long time, you know, the argument for college athletics was the love of the game. You know, they're playing because they love the game and they're playing for a scholarship. Well, you got away from that with NIL, and there are a lot of people that say, well, that changed how I view the game because now they're being paid and it's a different thing. And now it's taking it to a completely different thing because now not only are they getting paid and making money and they're not playing the game for the love of it, now they're actually going out there and throwing games for more money. And so I do think it's discouraging to see stuff like this happening across collegiate sports.
Any reverberation to Tony Madlock in his current job for all this?
I haven't seen anything. Now, it is, you know, that was the biggest thing that jumped out to me of, you know, how in the world are you the head coach's son and you are getting involved in this? I mean, I feel like at that point, you've got to be the one that says, look, you know, if this is something y'all want to do, by all means. And look, he didn't play that game. Maybe in his head he was saying, I would have never done
please
that.
Please count me out.
I wasn't going to play in that game, so I really wasn't even a part of it. But, you know, as a coach's son, there's a lot on the line when your name is now, you know, put in this. Now, I haven't seen anything or any questions about Tony Madlock of, you know, his involvement in it or his knowledge of it or anything to that sense. Now, it did just come out today, so you could possibly see that.
Does he need to be forthcoming? Does he need a statement?
I think it would probably – it certainly wouldn't hurt.
His job imperiled?
I don't think so. Now, if there was more information that came out that, hey, this was more than one game and there's evidence that one of the players told him about it or he knew about it and it kept happening, then, yeah, that's completely different. But
I'm with you. I don't think there's a single fingerprint so far. It's
right.
Early.
Sure.
Of jeopardizing Tony Madlock. Mm-hmm. But if it grew to being anything, then I think he'd be in trouble. But I say all that, and again, I don't think he should be in any trouble with what we know so far. It's early, but so far, nothing. But these coaches, whether it's wherever you are, football, basketball, any sport, wherever, they know if that player went through the chow line and whether they got beef or chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they just don't know anything going on around their program. And I know there's a Praetorian guard around them that they don't want a lot of stuff getting to the head coach at a lot of places in a lot of sports and a lot of things. But don't you kind of have to have your pulse better on your program than to have something like this happening? And maybe with somebody that's living under your roof.
Sure. And, you know, and that's the even bigger question for this is, you know, they were already an underdog. Again, it was the game against Southern Miss from December 5th, 2024. They were already an underdog going into the game, according to the story over at the Daily Memphian from John Varlas. It says that Southern Miss opened as a 1.5-point favorite, closed as a 5.5-point favorite, and then they ultimately lost that game 81-64. Now, it did say they were leading 33-30 at halftime. So, like, you know, it might be easier when you're already, you know, at the end of the day, everybody knows you're probably going to lose the game. Hey, I'm just going to miss a shot here or do something there, and we're just not going to cover that 5.5. You know, it's tricky. But yeah, you would think that, you know, it would be kind of hard to, especially with your son, to, you know, maybe not know that. Now, again, he didn't play in the game. Maybe he said, I'm not a part of this, but did he take that money? Because I am seeing now in this story from John Varlas that the group received $2,000, which constitutes as the level one violation. I'm assuming the tweet I saw about the $500, that $2,000 was, you know, split four ways. Yeah. And I'm not great at math, but that would be $500
a
piece. So, you know, we'll see if anything more comes from this, but definitely.
Right now, just sad.
Yeah, no, it's awful to see. And now I don't think I bet on that game, but I'm kind of wondering.
Can you go back and check?
Nah, that's too far back. I wouldn't be able to. I bet too
green,
much.
Green check?
I mean, I hope so, but I don't. I can't say one way or the other if I bet on that game or not.
I just don't think it has. You use the right word. I just don't think it has the shock value that we don't get too upset. We're a little bit desensitized to all this.
Yeah. Now I do think this one. Now
that's sad too.
Sure, and I think this one jumped out to me more because, I mean, you look in recent weeks with Brendan Sorsby and what's happening with him at Texas Tech, where everyone's saying, well, he was betting, but he only bet for his team. You know, he wasn't betting against his team. This one was very clearly, you know, on the take. I mean, they were going to not cover that spread, and they were going to lose. And I mean, I think that
throw the game.
Sure.
You
know, it absolutely is, you know, however you want to put it. And I do think that is different because I do think a lot of the stories that we do see are, you know, kind of, they're just betting. Oh,
they went on and won a tournament game that year, didn't they?
That was the year they won the tournament. So this was back in December before conference play started or anything like that. So definitely interesting stuff from a couple of local guys.
We're just bound to have bigger and a lot more money involved. Mm-hmm. And a lot more get glamorous place in Alabama State do it.
Well, and that's really the unfortunate thing about it is that these, you know, obviously you have to hold these players to a standard and they should not be accepting this. But these bettors and these people that are setting these up, that are in charge of it, they're preying on the smaller schools and the smaller programs and the places that don't have as much money. And honestly, they're targeting a lot of HBCUs that don't have a huge budget for these sports. And, you know, these players are they're finding players that will agree to it, and I think it's disgusting that they're targeting these small programs because those are the players that look at it and say, man, I could really use $500 in my bank account. And, you know, I'm not going to get caught. They sell them on these lies of, hey, you're just going to do this, and nobody's ever going to know.
No harm, no foul.
Exactly. And so it's really disgusting. I hate and again, these players need to be held to a standard. And that's why, you know, these guys, they've all, you know, exhausted their eligibility. They're not going to play anymore, but they're banned from the NCAA. But the real culprit of this is the people in charge and how they're preying on these student athletes. And, you know, honestly, I know they're above 18, but these kids, I really, really hate it. But we've got a busy show over these next 3 hours, so let me set it up before we get to top and not top story of the day. 3:30, Alan Bell from Driving the Line, he'll join us. We'll talk a lot of wagering with him. We'll get his thoughts on the Super Regionals, some picks for the games later tonight. We'll certainly talk the NBA Finals with him, Major League Baseball. We'll get into all that in our next segment. 3:45, we'll talk some baseball. We'll update you on what's going on in the Super Regionals, but we'll talk a lot of Major League Baseball to end the hour. 4 o'clock, Bruce Marshall from the Gold Sheet. He'll join us, talk some more wagering, a lot of NBA talk with him, maybe some hockey talk, and certainly Major League Baseball with Bruce. 4:30, we'll talk the NBA Finals as Game 2 later tonight. We'll dive into it, what we expect to see in just a couple of hours. 4:45, big number of the day. 5 o'clock, we'll take a look at some college basketball news that has been coming out over the last couple of days. Scheduling, the SEC-ACC Challenge matchups have been released, so we'll get into a lot of college basketball talk at 5 o'clock. 5:30, we'll talk about what's trending, and at 5:45, we'll wrap up today's show like we always do with Moe's Crunch Time. Let me remind you, we're in our Family Leisure Studios, where family and fun come together. Summer, it's right around the corner. It's time to get those backyards ready for the ultimate pool party. Above-ground pools starting at $39.99 installed, with in-ground pools starting at $49.99. All in-stock patio furniture, it's priced to move, with 5-piece patio furniture sets starting at just $999. Outdoor sectional starting at $12.99, with free umbrella and base available with select patio furniture sets. Don't forget about the hot tubs and the swim spots. Hot tubs starting at just $34.99, with swim spots at $16.99. Special financing is available. If you mention this ad, get $200 off any pool or spa purchase. So head out there to Family Leisure, 2120 Witten Road, just north of I-40.
He's Brian, I'm Brett. Our producer is Landon Schmidt, and we are Sports Time, and we're live and local and with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Then the weekend begins, but we want you to be with us by texting or calling 901-360-8255. That's our Sissy's Log Cabin text and talk line number, and all our guests will join us at our Sissy's Log Cabin guest line at 901-360-8255. Always live and local from our Family Leisure Studios in this hour every day, brought to you exclusively by Lexus of Memphis at 2600 Ridgeway and online at lexusofmemphis.com. Great offers on all 2026 models and always special leasing options. You can drive in luxury and confidence knowing that every new Lexus comes with complimentary first and second maintenance services. You can call them at 901-334-9673, but they invite you to stop by Lexus of Memphis at 2600 Ridgeway, the only Lexus dealership in Memphis, and that's where you can put yourself in the driver's seat of the all-new 2026 flagship LS500, and you'll be looking, you'll be driving in style. When you purchase a Lexus, you get top-of-the-line engineering and design, and they make for the safe, luxury driving experience. Online at lexusofmemphis.com. Experience amazing. Experience amazing at Lexus of Memphis.
Top story of the day.
Well, my top story of the day, it is the NBA Finals. Game 2 later tonight on ABC, another 7:30 tip-off for those two. And we'll see what happens tonight. The Spurs really need a win at home. You'd hate to go to MSG with two losses. But it was a weird game in Game 1. Can they have a better shooting performance? Did not shoot the ball well at all in Game 1. They'll need to be better. Victor Wembanyama will need to be better. While he scored a lot of points for them, you could tell he was out of sorts. He was pressing a lot during that game. They need a more consistent, a better Victor Wembanyama, but they need everybody to step up and be better for them. They were up by 14 points in the second half in Game 1 and still lost the game by double digits. That just cannot happen at home in the NBA Finals. This is a young team, the first time for a lot of these guys to be in the NBA Finals, and so the big question will be, how do they respond tonight?
Last 12 games, the New York Knicks are 12-0. San Antonio 7-5.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
So we'll see. My top story, it's Game 2 in San Antonio. We're all eagerly awaiting it. If the New York City state of mind fever pitch right now is at 10 on the Sports Richter scale, imagine it being the Knicks up 2-0 for Monday night at Madison Square Garden. At 1-1, it will still be charged to the max for Lower Manhattan on Monday at Madison Square Garden. But first things first, San Antonio, they have to even it up tonight for it not to be an all-New York story.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and we're trending in that direction right now.
Your top story of the day.
Not top story of the day.
There it is. I can put on my big voice.
Trying to take Friday afternoon off?
Yeah, I think so.
Calling it early this week. My not top story of the day, it is more Chicago Bears news today, as according to ESPN, the Bears took a significant step forward to leaving Illinois on Friday. The Bears board of directors voted on Thursday to advance their stadium development in Hammond, Indiana, with the the exact site still to be determined. So it sounds like they keep on. We've been hearing about it all offseason, about them maybe moving across the border and into Indiana, and it looks like they're heading that way.
Mike Braun, the governor of Indiana, he ran circles around Pritzker and getting the deal done.
He absolutely did.
I don't think the Bears are leaving Chicago. Chicago left the door open for them to leave.
They absolutely did. It's been a disaster from Chicago's point of view.
It has been. I know probably jolting to see the Chicago Bears playing in the Indiana suburbs. Yeah. You did it to yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
My not top story. Super regionals around the country. Sweet Home, Alabama, the epicenter of college baseball. Troy, Auburn, Alabama, all hosting. But Georgia, Georgia Bulldogs are hosting the Mississippi State Bulldogs. And I think the Go For It in Omaha team is the winner of that Athens Super Regional, whether it's the Georgia Bulldogs or Mississippi State. If there's going to be a dog pile in Omaha, especially with UCLA off the scene, I think it comes out of the winner between State and Georgia.
Yeah, the big question is going to be who is the hunted now with both UCLA and Georgia Tech eliminated in the regionals. That's number one and number two overall. So that door seems wide open for a lot of teams. West Virginia made it look easy earlier today against Cal Poly. North Carolina on top right now. You mentioned Georgia, so we'll see if one of these other top seeds, if they can take advantage this weekend. You mentioned Auburn as well. If one of those teams can take advantage and really look the part of a national championship this weekend in the Supers. But that'll do for top and not top story of the day. Let's get to our first break. And when we return, we're talking some wagering. Alan Bell from Driving the Line, he joins us next.
Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Available locally on your radio dial as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, it's easy to stay tuned to Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now back to Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats-Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Welcome back into Sports Time. Bryant and Brett with you, and we've got to talk some wagering. Joining us now from Driving the Line, Alan Bell. He joins us every Friday to talk some wagering. Alan, thanks so much for joining us. Plenty to discuss, but let's start with Game 2 of the NBA Finals later tonight. We saw the Knicks, a comeback win for them in Game 1. Game 2 tonight, the Spurs, an even heavier favorite, a 6.5-point favorite, that line around 217.5. What do you like in this game tonight?
Well, I'll tell you this. First off, appreciate you guys having me back. Good to talk to you every Friday. Look, I like points in this game, but this morning at 9 a.m., the total was 213.5. It's now 217.5.
Holy cow.
That's four. Yeah. And remember, game one, the under hit of 218.5. But I like points in this one overall. Now, the Spurs, they have to win this game. 6.5 points, I don't know about that, because New York's now won, 12 in a row? This team's on absolute fire. I think the smartest way is to play the over. I think you're going to get points because San Antonio has to attack the rim all night long. Point blank. That's how you get out of it.
12 in a row for the Knicks, 7-5 in the last 12 for the Spurs. The game one, the Knicks held under 100, 95 points. That was the first time under 100 since losing to the Knicks on March 1st. Do the Knicks have their number?
I'm telling you, man. It feels like the Knicks might have everyone's number. I mean, especially the way they're playing now. But, yeah, I mean, this team is so difficult to defend because, number one, Jalen Brunson can do everything. And you've got way more stars than just him. And their coach, I think everybody is just clicking at the right time, obviously, when you went 12 in a row here. They might, but we're going to find out. I mean, this is as pivotal as it gets because if you go down 0-2, oh, buddy, historically, not good.
No, definitely not. Is there any player props that you like tonight on either side with the Knicks or the Spurs?
Yeah, so look, here's the difficult part. It's Jalen Brunson on the Knicks side, right? Because he does everything. He's in every stat category. But he's shooting a lot of threes right now. He just doesn't hit a lot of them. I like him over 2.5 threes. He usually puts up 8 to 9, so you're going to get the opportunity there. If you're on the other side with San Antonio, Stephon Castle, De'Aaron Fox, over 6.5 assists, over 7.5 assists, respectively. I like both of them. this team is just an assist machine all across the board, man. So if you look at a player props on the Spurs side, look assist. That's where you're going to get them.
In the preseason, did you have any fun tickets on the Knicks winning at all? Are the Spurs?
I wish I did, buddy. All three of us, man, we'd be out looking at what kind of boats we want for the summer. No, I wish I did. I mean, it is incredible, man. And New York fans, like, they're the ones that, like, they're smart about this, too. Like, they're not saying anything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they've been here before. They know.
I had the Knicks winning the East in the preseason, but I had Denver beating them in the finals, so nothing there. But we're only three away.
Winning the East? Yeah.
We did our picks. I had Knicks coming out of the East.
That's great job, man. Yeah. That's incredible. Great job. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I had the Detroit Lions winning the Super Bowl. So much for that.
I mean, what's that, Brett? I mean, you take your win. You don't need to point out where you missed. I mean, you say you picked all of them right. Yeah. You picked all the champions across all sports and take the win, Alan. We've got
parlayed them.
That's exactly right. Yeah, parlayed all the sports winners. That's for sure. We got the Super Regionals on in here. USC and North Carolina on right now. We saw West Virginia earlier pretty easily against Cal Poly. What do you make of this series right here, North Carolina and USC? I know we talked about the Trojans last week, about maybe that sneaky team, not the favorite in College Station, but could get out of there. That's exactly what they did. And now North Carolina looking as maybe one of the go-for-it teams after UCLA and Georgia Tech eliminated last week.
You just nailed it right there. UCLA and Georgia Tech gone. North Carolina is your best team in the country. And going off of the rankings, et cetera, all that, right? Yeah, North Carolina can absolutely win a title, but USC can too. Now, the last score I saw before I stepped out of the room, I saw 4-1. North Carolina
still
was up
what
on
it. Is. Yep.
Okay, yeah, it makes sense. Like, these two teams can pitch. Runs are going to be tough against both of them. They both have a top five pitching staffs, but this North Carolina team is no joke, man. And West Virginia on Cal Poly, that's what you need to do. Come out and get a lead. Knock these teams out. Don't let them mess around. Keep going, man. These games and these Super Regionals, my gosh, they're good.
That scene at West Virginia after they won and everybody in unison singing Take Me Home, Country Roads, it really good. And for West Virginia, Cal Poly, and they match up with Troy or Little Rock. Brian had this note on Monday. Somebody's getting their first win ever in Omaha. That's fun.
You know what? You're right. 100% they are. And that is fun, man. And that's what I love about college baseball, because I was reading stories about Troy. You know, they're reaching out to schools and high schools to get bleachers, to get all this for the Super Regionals. Like, I love stuff like that, man. Like, that's what it's about. It's great, man. I love the college baseball postseason.
Alan,
it's going to be awesome.
The college baseball season, it starts in the teeth of the winter.
February. Yeah.
I think when it started here was we were coming out of record snow.
It was cold.
It starts in that. It goes up against March Madness. It goes up against all the other sports. At this time of year, right now, underreported or reported properly, college baseball?
Underreported because ESPN just released yesterday or the day before, it's the highest viewership they've ever had.
Wow.
In college baseball. Yeah. So the sport is on an excellent trajectory. We're seeing the money behind it. And from the SECs, the Big Ten, all across the board, and not just the Big Five either. That's what makes baseball great. Cal Poly can play in that game. Troy can play in that game. Little Rock can play in that game. That's what makes baseball great, man. It's awesome.
Coastal was in the finals last year. Coastal's won it. Dallas exactly. Baptist. I mean, you're never seeing Cal Poly equivalent, even in the NC basketball tournament, be on the cusp of being in a Final Four.
Oh, yeah. And look, the greatest marketing job that the NCAA tournament basketball ever did was, the thought of everybody has a chance, and they do. But it's always blue bloods in the Final Four. You know what I mean? Always. So, yeah, college baseball, it's open. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Two more games today. I do want to talk about the other series that gets started tomorrow. But anything you like in this Little Rock-Troy game or Ole Miss-Auburn later tonight?
Yeah, so look, Little Rock, man, like they're the exciting team. Can they get the runs up on Troy? Troy can pitch. They're going to look to keep this game low scoring. If it gets high scoring, take Little Rock. Ole Miss and Auburn, oh my goodness, look. This is going to be an awesome game. I like the over in it, even though Auburn has the top five pitching staff in the country. Auburn is not necessarily the best game one team in the country. They're excellent in game twos, excellent. But game one, they could give up runs. And I think Ole Miss is here for the party. So I like the over in that one, man. I love baseball. It's great. Yeah. These games are going to be good.
No, it is really, really good. Tomorrow morning, bright and early, Mississippi State and Georgia gets us started at 10 a.m. on ESPN. What do you think of that matchup, and who do you like tomorrow morning?
Yeah, another SEC on SEC matchup, right? Look, gosh, Mississippi State can win a national championship. Mm-hmm. Georgia can win a national championship. I'm going to roll with Georgia here. I think you're going to get a game that's probably going to be low scoring. Mississippi State definitely going to look on the road to, you know, handle their business from the pitching mound, try to keep runs low. Georgia, top one home run hitting team in the country this year, but they've been winning tight games. That's what's dangerous about them. So I like Georgia here. I think you get the money line minus 130. You don't have to pair it with anything. Georgia straight up.
In that bandbox of that ballpark in Athens, what about over and unders?
Yeah, overs, man. That's a short porch. It's a lot like Knoxville. You know, you're looking at, seriously, there are high school fields, you know, on the sides that are longer. So it's built for that. Yeah, good call on that. These home fields, they're not built the same. They're all built differently. And Georgia's is definitely open to home runs for sure.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. A couple of these other series that get started tomorrow, Oklahoma, Kansas. A couple years ago, this would be a conference matchup. Now, not so much. Right now, Kansas, a favorite at home, about minus 160 on the money line. What do you like in that series?
Yeah, Kansas has been maybe the most efficient baseball team that we've seen over the last month and a half, seriously. They have been on fire. This team can hit, this team can pitch, and they do not beat themselves. But what do you do? Oklahoma just took Georgia Tech out, who I thought was the best team in the country. You know what I mean? So I don't know if Oklahoma can do it twice, but this Kansas team is no joke. So I'm on them to win the Super Regional. I'm on them to win each game. You know, I'm not saying they're going to sweep, but I think Oklahoma's going to have big problems there.
And Alan, as we know in sports, we all have real long memories all those times with Barry Switzer and Bob Stoops, and OU would roll into Lawrence and just stomp their face off. This is KU's payback for OU for those years.
It is. And you know what? I like that we've got, like, SEC on SEC. We've got old Big 12 or 6-12. It's regional. Yeah, I like that,
old
man.
Big 12? Heck, we got old Big 8.
We do. You nailed it right there. We absolutely
We got Pepper Rogers versus Chuck Fairbanks in this one.
You win the day on that reference. Well done.
No kidding. Alabama St. John's to end the night tomorrow night. Alabama looked really good last week. And same with St. John's. They were really impressive. What do you think of that matchup?
Yeah, look, Alabama's got to do the same thing that West Virginia did. Hit a 3-run home run first inning and take them out of the game. You know what I mean? But let me say, Alabama's had a heck of a draw, and they're a good baseball team for sure. Mm-hmm. But do not mess around with St. John's. This team is here for a reason. They can play, too. But Alabama, they just get runs up, all right, and cause problems. That's what you want to do.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun this weekend with all the college baseball action. Speaking of baseball, Major League Baseball, we've got one game underway right now with an early game up in Chicago. But anything you like tonight across Major League Baseball?
Yeah, look, I like runs, and I like runs out on the West Coast. All right, the Angels and the Dodgers, I believe we got an over of 8.5, somewhere in there. I really like that one. Also, keep an eye. Like, these West Coast teams, man, the A's, the Cubs, these teams are hitting the ball right now. I like those two in terms of looking for runs tonight.
Were you on the right side of that Cub ninth inning miracle last night?
No, well, I had the A's team total over 4.5, so I luckily got that one early. Yeah. What a game.
Go to bed with a winning ticket under your pillow. Right.
My goodness, man, that was an incredible game. And I'm telling you, man, these two teams are hitting the ball very well.
Yeah,
that Tooth Fairy doesn't have anything on winning ticket under your pillow, does it?
That's the best one that you want right there.
That's exactly right. That's that money right there. Well, Alan, as always, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy your weekend. Good luck this weekend. And we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Hey, look forward to it, boys. Appreciate it, man. Y'all have a great weekend. Thanks
you too,
back.
Alan. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Alan Bell joining us, talk all things wagering and talk some Major League Baseball. Giants up 8-0 right now over the Cubs. Ooh. They're really putting it on them.
In that stretch for Switzer at Oklahoma, he was just pounding everybody. I mean, this wasn't against Kansas, but Billy Sims is a senior in high school back in Hooks, Texas. And this is how different times were then. play football on Friday night. He's at his job at a gas station on Saturday morning.
Holy cow.
OU's up about 50-0 at halftime against Colorado. And from the locker room, from a payphone, Barry Switzer calls him at his workplace and says, "Hey, we're up 50 at halftime against Colorado. A year from now, you're going to be in this locker room with me."
Holy cow. Wow. That is that's insane. But hey, I guess do whatever you got to do. Yeah. It's
recruiting never stops.
It never stops. You got to be creative with it, and he certainly was creative with it. But no, he's going to be a lot of fun. I know we've talked a lot so far today about the game two tonight of the NBA Finals. But all the baseball action today will go into tomorrow, really all day. I didn't even know that first game started at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. So from 10 a.m., the last game starts at 8 o'clock at night. So, I mean, you've got a whole day of college baseball.
That's breakfast with Neil Price and Jeff Dantzler bright and early.
That's exactly right. So you get it all day tomorrow. And just a quick reminder, tonight we'll have Ole Miss and Auburn, that game scheduled for a 7 p.m. start. We'll have the pregame at 6:30, so you can listen to it right here on Sports 56. And then tomorrow we'll have game two of that series at 3:30, again with that pregame. If there's a game three on Sunday, we will also carry that as well. But let's go ahead and get to another break. When we return, we'll keep talking some baseball. We'll update you on what's happening in the Super Regionals, and talk some Major League Baseball. We'll do that next on Sports Time.
You have opinions?
I think it's over.
Of course you do.
I don't think it's that simple.
Everyone does.
I got all the answers.
Hit us up on the Sissy's Log Cabin listener line at 360-8255.
Your home is your best investment.
56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
We're back in Sports Time. Bryant and Brett with you. Got to talk some baseball. We'll talk some Major League Baseball here in a second. But the Super Regionals, they started earlier today. West Virginia all over Cal Poly, 12-2. It was a good game early, and then in the fourth inning, bottom of the fourth, West Virginia hits a grand slam. They tack on another run, a five spot in the fourth, and really, Cal Poly could never recover after that. Right now, North Carolina up 4-1 against USC. Bottom of the fifth inning, so we'll see if USC has a comeback in them, but so far, so good for North Carolina. Two games later today, Little Rock, Troy, that will start here in about 10 minutes on ESPNU, and then Ole Miss Auburn at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN. Tomorrow, we mentioned it with Allen. You got the first game starting at 10 a.m. with Mississippi State and Georgia, and then the last game starting at 8 o'clock with St. John's and Alabama. All throughout the day, games between those two times. So if you're in on the college baseball, if you want to watch a lot of the Super Regionals, you're going to get it tomorrow.
West Virginia, two cracks at one, winning one more game to go to their first College World Series in Omaha, and they will get the winner of Little Rock Troy. Yeah. Neither of those teams have ever been to Omaha. And like you said, on Monday, somebody's going to get their first win ever out of all these teams in Omaha. Special times for them in West Virginia with all that experience from last year. It looks like it's really paying off this year, and they're very committed to baseball.
Yeah, they are. And you mentioned it with Allen, those scenes from last week in the regionals. You know, you can tell they love it, and they're loving what their team's doing right now. And so nice to see them with a really easy win earlier today. And like you said, you know, now it will make it pretty easy over these next 2 days. Just got to win one. We'll see if Cal Poly can respond. Obviously, you know, tough for them. You're traveling across the country against this West Virginia team that got two pretty emotional wins last weekend to make it out of the regional. So they were all fired up already. Then you throw in the travel and everything else. West Virginia just picked up where they left off last weekend.
Kentucky's got to be sick.
Oh, definitely.
Long off season for Kentucky baseball.
It absolutely will be. And so,
pretty tough year sports wise. The Big Three moneymakers,
no question. And
had to fire Mark Stoops. Yeah. Basketball flat and in like that in baseball.
Yeah, certainly a lot of questions around that basketball program this offseason with how things have played out. And I know a lot of people were were getting very worried about what would happen with Momchilovic if he when some of the thoughts kind of became trending to maybe he would go to Louisville, of the fact that he could announce his commitment to Louisville the same day that Kentucky gets eliminated from the regionals.
Be too much.
And yeah, it was close. One of the two happened. Luckily, they were able to land the basketball side of things. But yeah, no, they definitely got to be feeling some sort of way. And hopefully things look better next year for all sports.
And the big money, the big spenders, all in Austin, Oregon, and Texas.
Yeah, no, that's right. They and we always joke about it. Doesn't feel like Oregon, with all that money they're putting into athletics, that they don't really want the baseball to be the one that they win. They really want football, and same with Texas. You know, Texas, we always talk about them being back, and so it is kind of funny that those two money brands that they're playing in the Supers, one of them will go to Omaha, the other, it will start another long offseason.
And college baseball can really salve the sports year wounds. Mm-hmm. You can end feeling pretty good about yourself when it hadn't been so great, or cherry on top, been mm-hmm. really good, like Georgia, really good sports year, and end it with a dog pile, mm-hmm. pardon the pun, in yeah. Omaha. Good year goes to great year.
Absolutely, yeah. And we've talked about on the other side of things of, you know, if you get that tough loss or early elimination, I mean, you're waiting around until football starts, and that's a long time to really be stewing on what's going on with all the sports.
I think it puts pressure on the football sure. coach, and I'm not picking on anyone. I'll use two places. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll use Tennessee and Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Okay, baseball didn't really salve anything. Mm-hmm. We didn't finish that happy. Heupel, mm-hmm. Silverfield, yeah. You better go win something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
your summer vacation just ended because yeah. baseball ended bad. Mm-hmm. Let's have some think about it.
No, definitely. We've talked about it. Where if you're one of these teams that and you just used two that have been to Omaha in recent years, and if you go out there, if you win it, well, hey, that. Celebration, that win in June turns into celebration through July, and next time you really look up and start focusing on football, it's August. Man, football's right around the corner, where now, both those places, after being eliminated in the regionals, now we're sitting here in the start of June going, all right, it's football time. Well, what's going on with the football program? And so those eyes get on those programs a lot earlier than you probably really want them to.
And it can continue the good times. This year at Auburn, not a lot to cheer about.
No.
To finally win their first College World Series. Okay, that ended okay.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, I mean, there's...
Go get them, Coach Golish.
Exactly. There's certainly two ends of it. And, it'll be fun for especially these SEC teams because, it just means more, Brett, as you know. So,
but there's one place, even with their first dog pile in Omaha, mm-hmm. when's football start? That's Alabama.
No doubt about it. I mean, all eyes are always on
that's
that
great.
Football
glad
program.
We won. When's football uh-huh. start?
That football program tops anything and everything that could be happening with any of the other sports, or probably anything happening in the state of Alabama as a whole. So, yes, they
wouldn't it be funny if Patino showed, take that little guy in Memphis.
That's right, yeah.
Not only did I go to baseball, I went to Tuscaloosa. No chance.
No chance at all. But, hey, I would love it if he was out there supporting his school. But, yeah, no.
Can you imagine St. John's home baseball stadium and some of the weather you play in that?
Well, yeah, no, it's a good point. And it's one of my favorite things, kind of seeing some of those schools in February. And, I mean, they go on the long road trip. I mean, they go
take
down.
Take it west.
Yep, they go down to they'll go kind of down North Carolina, Florida. Then they'll kind of come back up. They might stop here in Memphis. Then they might go out to Texas and then kind of start slowly making their way back up to the Northeast, because it is not baseball season quite yet when the season starts for a lot of those schools up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I mean, it goes from both extremes, really, really cold mm-hmm. to hot
really, really
on
hot.
College
yeah.
baseball.
No, that, you're exactly right. So
we skip spring.
You do. You get all the weather in there for sure. Over in Major League Baseball, one game going on right now. We already mentioned it. Giants up 8-0 over the Cubs in the fifth inning. A lot of really good series this weekend, including Red Sox and Yankees that will get started later tonight. Pirates, Braves at home. We mentioned Reds, Cardinals as well. So some really interesting baseball later tonight.
I gave out bad information earlier in the week.
Did you?
There's a cut at Jack
Oh,
Nicklaus's
is there?
Tournament.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
And my shock, has been cut. Jason Day's on the way home.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I did not, I was not
Ben
expecting
Griffin
that.
On the way home.
Wow.
Alex Molly.
On the way home.
On the way to the driving range.
Why? Really?
To practice before he goes on.
Oh, I thought you were saying he was getting ready for another round.
Plus 15.
Oh, man. Oh, that's too bad. Too bad for Smalley.
Who had Smalley?
I noticed Landon started the outro music when we started bringing up Alex Smalley.
There's no need to continue this conversation.
No, definitely not.
Next hour.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Let's get there.
It'll be all about Alex Smalley.
Yeah, we'll focus a lot on Alex Smalley. Okay, so we do have a cut. I don't think any of my guys, I think both of my guys made the cut. So that is
Ben Griffin in danger of it,
good.
I think.
Yeah, no, that's what we just said. I think Ben Griffin going home. So we'll see how that plays out as new information here as we're all learning that there is a cut this weekend. But let's go ahead and get to a break. When we return, we'll start our second hour. Bruce Marshall from the Gold Sheet. He joins us next.